So what's it been like these past couple nights swimming these monster programs and then being thrust into such key positions on these relays?
I love being in the anchor position. Like, that's my favorite spot to be. I love high-pressure situations. I think I swim my best there because, like, pressure is on, and like, I have to do well. There's no room to go back and forth on it. I have to do it.
And how do you convince yourself of that you have to do it, that you can do it when you've done so many swims? I mean, you've had 8 swims, I think, already in 3 days.
I've always just kind of been able to perform on that anchor position since, like, my state meets, since I was, like, 10. Before every race, I tell myself, I'm fast, I'm strong, and I got this. And, like, in the warm-up pool, I was talking to myself. I was like, Grace, you got to do this. You got to do this. They're counting on you. There are 6 people here that are counting on you to get a medal. And in Singapore in 2015, like, I was the prelim swimmer for a medley relay, and I watched my team get 4th. So that was super disappointing to not get a medal, and I just didn't want to do that to someone else. Mm-hmm. No way.
How do you, if a swim's not something you want, like maybe like the individual 100 free, a little off tonight in the final, how do you toss that aside and get that right back up?
I had to. I knew that they were counting on me, and I knew that that's what I wanted. I knew I wanted better than that. I tightened my goggles the next time. I was shaking on the blocks a little bit, but, like, I wanted it. I wanted it for my team. I knew it was going to be tough to beat Penny, which I didn't, but, like, I could beat anybody if I wanted to.
How much do you pride yourself on being tough?
Pretty tough. I come from a tough team. On the back of our T-shirts, we got mental toughness. That's just something that we teach ourselves, and that's just one of our core values.
So you're halfway there. I think you have 8 more races if you make, if you advance to all the rounds, mm-hmm. and you're probably going to be anchoring the 2 women's relays as well. So how do you kind of feel at this point in the meet, and how do you keep yourself composed as you go through these last couple days?
Well, they're 50s. A lot of them are 50s, so they're not too difficult. I just know what I have to do, and then I'll just do it.
Cool. That was quick, right?